You're listening to Life Lessons from a Psychic with See Psychic Readings Intuitive Podcast, the podcast where you'll get healing messages from spirit to help you move positively forward in your life. Hey everyone, it's See from See Psychic Readings. Thank you very much for joining me for today. We're gonna dive really deep into twin flame connections, okay? Now, I do have another podcast where I do discuss twin flames explained, and I just kind of go into the idea of what they are, you know, how they kind of influence your life. But I've just been reading so many questions people have been sending me about twin flames, and I've been doing so many twin flame psychic readings for my clients and email readings, and there's a lot of questions out there, and I think possibly some misconceptions on what exactly a twin flame is, how it affects your life. Is that person the person you're meant to be with? What happens if it doesn't happen? All these other things. So I really want to do a deep dive and really share some kind of experiences I've had reading for my clients with twin flames to kind of help you see maybe a little bit more of what kind of connection this is and the impact it can have on your life, okay? So let's get into it. First off, let's just do a quick recap, okay? For anyone that's kind of new to the idea of twin flames, you can kind of Google it and get some information, but here's how I see a twin flame, okay? A twin flame is a connection with someone that when you are drawn to them, and it's usually in a romantic circumstance, it's got so many elements to be the most fiery, passionate, amazing, confusing, annoying, crazy relationship you will ever have in your whole entire life. If you want to know how you've met your twin flame, a lot of times when I do twin flame readings for clients, number one, the first thing that they say is, it felt like I was home with this person. It's like I just met them, but I knew them all at once. You know, we had only spent an evening together and we were sitting, you know, in a cafe by the beach just laughing as if we've been married for 20 years. That's what it felt like. You know, that's what clients have said to me, things like that, you know. It will feel very much like you've known this person in past lives. Sometimes I have clients say, see, can you let me know if this person and I share a past life? Because I just feel like we were really connected in a past life, you know. And sometimes I'll actually do a past life reading for them, or we'll be discussing past lives on their call. And, you know, one was really fascinating because I explained that sort of past life that I was seeing with this other person. And my client said, see, it's crazy you're seeing that because I'm having dreams like that. Like what you're describing is my dream. And I'm like, okay, good. So we're all on the same wavelength, right? So that's sort of how it can kind of feel. When it's great, twin flame connections are great. They are magical. You just feel butterflies. It feels exciting. It's entertaining. It's everything and anything all at once. Now, let's go to some of the downsides. Butterflies. So I actually had a conversation like this with quite a few clients where the idea of, oh, when you meet somebody and you have these butterflies in your stomach, is that a good feeling? Well, it can be, but it can also be a trigger and a warning that maybe this isn't the right fit because, you know, sometimes I get nervous with clients where we're talking about their romantic connections and I'll say, oh, this is really fiery, it's fast, it's furious, it feels really great, but my concern is it going to fizzle out, okay? And with twin flame connections particularly, a lot of them are very fiery, they're exciting, there's a lot of drama sometimes attached to them, a lot of anxiety, it's not boring. Okay. And a lot of times I tell clients that, you know, if you want a stable, healthy, good relationship, find boring, you know, and I joke around when I say that. But what I mean is find stability, right? And twin flame connections are not stable. They are hot and cold. So one minute you can be with your twin flame and things are great. Next minute, everything is all confusing and annoying and you hate them so much. Next minute, you're back to being awesome. So it really goes through those highs and lows. If anyone's been reading anything out there, the idea of the twin flame runner and the twin flame chaser is a big thing that you'll hear. And I've had this with clients where they'll say, see, you know, thank you for validating this is my twin flame. I do not want to be with this person. I am never, ever, ever getting back together, right? Sounds familiar. I'm never getting back with them. And then, you know, I'll say to them, well, I hope so. But hey, if you do, there just means the lesson's still to be learned and don't be hard on yourself, you know? And then I'll get all these emails with clients with their tail between their legs saying, see, I'm so sorry. I went back to them and what you said was right and I didn't listen. And I say, it's okay, you know? You're not meant to always listen when it's first told, right? The idea of being human is having the human experience. And sometimes that means you have to touch the hot stove until you learn that it's hot, right? And sometimes you have to touch the hot stove a couple times till you remember the stove is hot, because twin flame connections are so confusing, because when you're in them, it's almost like you can't see, you know, the what is he saying, the forest beyond the trees, you know? You're stuck in it and you're intensely in it. And this person, you see all this potential in this twin flame. You look at this person and you go, oh my gosh, this person can be so much and do so much. And they could be so great for me. And I can see how we would be so fantastic together. Question with the twin flames is, can that potential be reached? Okay. So that brings me to my next point. What is the purpose of twin flame connections? Okay. So when I do twin flame readings for my clients, I usually could tell, and a lot of times they are not surprised when I'll, you know, immediately get tracked into a romantic relationship. I start describing the person they're with and what's going on. And then I'll say, you do know this person's a twin flame connection, right? Or I'll kind of message them in terms of knowing a connection they broke up with. So we'll be talking about an ex, and I'll say, this ex, you do know who this ex is to you, right? It's a twin flame connection. And 9 times out of 10, they go, yeah, I kind of thought that. See, sometimes they'll say, yeah, you know, see, I wasn't 100%, but that's kind of why I wanted to have this reading to validate it. Very rarely do they ever say, what's that? Or I really don't, you know, I'm not really sure of that. You know, it's normally bang on. And the whole thing with the twin flame connection of what they're really meant to do, from what I see when I do readings with my clients, is they're meant to elevate your soul's journey and learning to that next level, to teach you some important life lessons. And the joke I like to say with this is, think about it. You know, you never learn life lessons or learn things when things are easy, right? No one's going along life being like, everything's great. I am learning so much. You know, you normally learn the most when you're going through the most stressful, anxiety-ridden, frustrating experiences, right? And as they say, pressure makes diamonds. And this is what the twin flame connection can help you with. It can actually help produce a better you if you follow the lessons. So some of my clients say, well, see, what are the lessons? Well, it's unique to every individual. A lot of times it has to do with past trauma, or it has to do with self-esteem, self-care, self-imaging, lots of things like that. So for example, I've had clients where it's a twin flame connection and part of the lesson is stand up for themselves. You know, make sure that they don't get walked on. Make sure that they assert who they are and what they want in a healthy way. That could be part of it. I've had twin flame connections where part of the connection is letting go of a past connection. You know, so I have it where I call it broken wing syndrome, where, you know, a client will be taking care too much of a twin flame and they'll say, but see, I can't let this person go. You have no idea. I can't let this person go. And I'm like, okay, don't let this person go. No one's forcing you to. But also, if you're going to keep doing the same thing you've always done, you're going to keep getting the same thing you've always gotten, right? So that's some of the things that the twin flame connection is meant to teach you. Again, it's very individual for everybody. So that's what makes this really hard. And the lesson is really hard, okay? It's not an easy lesson. It's not something that is, you know, just one and done. You know, I've had it with clients where they've learned the lesson. They feel they've learned the lesson. They do really well for a while. And all of a sudden, the twin flame comes back. Even years later, years we're talking, and they still come back. And a lot of people might say, well, why is that? Is that because you're meant to be with your twin flame? Your twin flame's your soulmate, right? That's the person you're meant to be with forever in this lifetime, right? Not always, okay? I've had it with twin flame connections where I read for a client, we talk about their twin flame. And yes, that twin flame ends up being the one, the quote unquote soulmate, however you want to reference it. Other times I've had it with someone where they're with their twin flame, or they kind of process a connection, they figure out what that is, they work through the lessons, and then they don't talk to their twin flame anymore in this lifetime, okay? Because twin flames, I do feel, are connected cosmically. Your twin flame is going to kind of come around you in different lifetimes. So this isn't your only experience with them. It's your earthly experience with them in this moment, okay? Sometimes I've had it with twin flames where somebody has, you know, had a connection with their twin flame. They've gone through the relationship, hasn't worked out. gone through the life learning the lessons, and then now they're best friends or friends with their twin flame, right? But they're in different relationships. So all of this can encompass what that twin flame connection is, which is why it makes it so hard. It makes it so hard on so many levels. On the first level, it makes it tough to even identify what a twin flame is, because I will tell you that I've had it where I read for a client where I'll say, okay, I see this connection, and I'll be honest, I think this is an elevated connection. You're meant to learn some stuff from this, but this isn't your twin flame. Were you hoping it was? And I remember I had one client, she was devastated because I had explained the connection. And then I said, I don't think this is your twin flame. I'm really not getting that. And she goes, oh, I was afraid you were going to say that. She goes, if it was my twin flame, it would be so much easier to justify. But okay, so what does that mean? Right? And then the question after that is, does everybody have a twin flame connection? In my experience, I'm going to be very honest with you, not always. I don't feel that in every lifetime you have a twin flame connection. I have seen it where, this was funny, I had a client I was reading for, and she was part of a twin, so meaning she had a twin, I should say, and the twin married early in life in the 20s, found the most amazing husband, two gorgeous kids, great life. The client I'm reading for, now she's entering into her 30s, hasn't found the right relationship and is going through or was going through the cycle with the twin flame. And she says, you know, see, why is it? Why does my sister, we're twins, why didn't she have the same experience as I? Why did she get this and I got this? And I said, because those weren't her lessons. These are your lessons in this experience, but they weren't her lessons, because if they were, she'd also be going through her twin flame journey. So obviously, for whatever reason, at least right now, yours is to deal with twin flame and what those lessons are for you. And she has other lessons to learn outside of the twin flame arena. All right. So that's where I think this has kind of come into. So with all this information now, let's go even deeper. You might say, okay, see, I get it. Thanks for explaining this. Cool. Now what? What do I do if I'm in the situation where I have a twin flame or I'm experiencing a twin flame connection? How do I get through this? What do I do? Well, the first thing I want to say is breathe. Take a moment to relax and give yourself grace. Okay, these twin flame connections, when I say they are tough, they are the toughest connection you will most likely ever go through on this planet, okay? And there is no rhyme or reason. You know, I had one client that really said it best. She said, see, I know he's my twin flame. I know I shouldn't keep going back to him, but I keep going back on this crazy merry-go-round, and I just feel like a crazy clown just going back on this merry-go-round over and over and over, riding like a fool. And I thought that was a really good way of explaining it, because in this sense, especially with twin flame connections, you're not dumb, you're not stupid. You know this isn't healthy. You know, a lot of twin flame connections are toxic. A lot of them incorporate some kind of narcissism. We all know this is there, you know? Very rarely have I had a client that thought, oh, my relationship is great and this is the way things are supposed to be. No, you know this isn't healthy. You know it's toxic, but at the same time, there is so much about it that is making you feel fueled, because you do feel that cosmic connection with that person. When things are right, they are so right. When they're wrong, or when things aren't going well, which is more often than not, it really goes hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, very, very fast. You are stuck in this limbo, right? And it is an anxious, really panic anxiety sort of feeling. You don't feel good, right? So here's what you can do if you're going through this connection. So give yourself grace. Understand it can take a couple kicks of the can. Really try to think about what this lesson is meant to teach you. Because here's what I tell clients. When you learn the lesson, either the twin flame connection can release if you allow it to, or it will come back into the form of something better. So what I mean by that is, I've had it with clients where they learn the lessons, they let the twin flame go, and sometimes the twin flame does come back. I've had it where I read for a client, I wasn't remembering her reading, but she just reminded me that I told her about a twin flame, and I was seeing a guy she was dating now, and I was explaining who this guy was, and she goes, yep. And I said, this is new, I like this fella. And she goes, so you read for me in this fella before? And I said, oh. And she goes, you said he's not a good fit for me. And I was like, oh, well, he's great. She's like, he's great now. Because when you said that, I recognized this wasn't a healthy relationship and pattern. It really solidified it for me. I let that person go. They came back. It took them about a year and a half to come back, having done their own work And now our relationship is solid and it is not like I'm dating the same person. So everything you're describing makes sense because it doesn't feel like the same person, right? Because I saw a different energy. So that's what the twin flame connection can do. If you are meant to be with your twin flame in this earthly existence, your job is to do your work and either they will raise to your vibration and join you, or they will, what I call, kind of fall off, leaving room for you and this other person to do your work individually to draw in something better for yourselves, okay? So if you're going through this, you really want to think about, what are the lessons? What is this twin flame connection trying to teach me? Sometimes just meditating on that is good enough. So if you just want to think about it, maybe keep a journal and a pen in hand and really write down, what is this twin flame connection looking to teach me? Once when you have an idea of what that is, you can start doing the work. And again, it is going to be work. I keep referencing that because I have clients that have gone through the twin flame cycle 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, 10 years. I have a client with 10 years. They went back and forth with a twin flame. There was a high school sweetheart. They broke up. They got back together. At one point, they were engaged and then they broke up again, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until finally she recognized, nope, the twin flame is meant to be the best friend, not the boyfriend, not the husband. Now her and her twin flame, they're actually really good friends. Both are in separate relationships, have separate families. But it was that understanding that brought the new partner to them. So when you do this work, when you're able to recognize this, what ends up happening is your twin flame either will go off, do their own work, and then you will come back in union, or it will help you bring and elevate your soul to something better, right? And I always say, when you're ready, the right person steps forward. I see it happen all the time, every day, all day. So I will consistently remind everybody of that, okay? One thing I will say is, it's not your job to do your twin flame's work. So I have so many clients, God bless them, and they just want the best for everybody and their twin flame. And they say, you know, see, I know my twin flame can be so much better and I just want to be there to support them and help them. And how do I do that? How do I make them see? How do I make them change? You can't change anybody. Okay, I'm going to say that again. You can't change anybody but yourself. So if you change yourself, you change your energy, which can allow the other person to change and adapt towards that. And that can really then create real change. But that's what you can do. So you focus on you. You don't focus on them. I've had a lot of questions with people saying, you know, see, I don't want to break this connection. You know, I do some cord cutting work with a lot of my clients, and a lot of it is twin flame cord cutting release. And they'll say, see, I don't want to release the cord because I feel that this person is meant to be. And if I release the cord, I feel like it's stupid because I'm letting them go for the rest of eternity to be, you know, kind of walking around aimlessly. And I say, no, that's not what this is. If you release that twin flame connection, what you're actually doing is releasing it in its current incarnation. No, it, to me, I look at it like you're resigning from a job. So maybe you go to your boss and you say, listen, this isn't the right position for me. I resign. Does that mean you're never going to work at the company again? No, your boss might say, yeah, you're right. This isn't the right position for you. I got something else, right? But you're giving them the opportunity to express that. And that's what you're doing here in the twin flame connection. You're giving them the opportunity to express that. And that's really all you can do with this. Okay. Now, again, it is tough. I know I keep saying that, but I really want to preface that because sometimes people ask me, see, how do I really know it's a twin flame connection? It will be the hardest connection to understand, get away from, or really put into context in your life. That's how you'll know. Okay.
So with all this information, what this can help you do is see how these twin flame connections can be beneficial in your life, because they're here for a reason. I mean, it's not just here to drive you crazy. It is here to help you elevate your soul that next level, to help you learn the lessons you're meant to learn. So if there's one thing you can take from this, sit down. If you think you're struggling with a twin flame connection, just ask yourself and ask universe, what am I meant to learn from this twin flame connection? Once when you learn the lesson, you get to move forward. That's how it works. Easy, right? Easy peasy. Not easy at all. I know it's not easy, but what this does do is help you see the work that needs to be done so you can focus on the right elements. Because so many times I have clients who, again, I love so dearly, but they're focused on the wrong things. They want to change the twin flame. They want to make their twin flame see that they're the one they're meant to be with. They want to break the twin flame up if the twin flame is in a union with somebody else. You know, these are all things you can't control. But what you can control is what's in your control. Sounds simple, hard to do, but once when you master this, it actually helps to move things forward very, very well in your life, okay? Thank you so much for allowing me to do this podcast and for listening to this podcast. Again, I'm so grateful that this helps people out. I keep saying it every podcast, but I am truly in awe when clients message me or people message me, just email me and say, see, listen to this podcast, it really helped me, or this is what I was going through and I found your podcast, it was really helpful for spirit messages. So I'm just happy that the messages are being received. All right. Well, I want to thank you all out there so very much again for taking the time to listen to this. I hope everyone out there is taking care of yourselves and each other.